listeners at home, finish this sentence. As American as...
Well, apple pie, right? I mean, that's not a question of nationalism, is it? Or is it?
I'm Raj Patel from the Lyndon Baines Johnson School of Public Affairs.
And I'm Tom Philpott, food and agriculture writer for Mother Jones Magazine.
And for KUT, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. We host a podcast for KUT called The Secret Ingredient, where we dive into the depths of food history and production. And as this is the 4th of July weekend, and not to mention with all of the goings-on across the pond with Brexit, we wanted to revisit a show we recorded on nationalism with anthropologist Dr. Ajun Apadurai. Apadurai urges us to look at food as part of the national project, but even before he talks about how that works, he describes how the idea of the nation is constructed.
The most important thing about the nation is that it is the most artificial thing humans have ever built that seems the most natural, and it seems to be part of our beings, part of our history, part of our furniture, part of our assumptions, and yet it's essentially 200 or 300 years old, depending where you are. It's a deliberate human fabrication. It's an artifice. And of all the artifices, though, it is the one not only that has become natural to us, but the one about which questioning its naturalness is likely to get you into serious trouble.
And when it comes to the nation, food is kind of always there. I mean, we say as American as apple pie, for instance.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about your thinking around how food and nation come together.
Yeah. The first is the body. All nations, as I say, claim to be built on natural affinities between some people as opposed to other people. And therefore, frequently turns on questions like blood, parenthood, kinship, and then secondarily things like language, food, and clothing, all of which are in fact body related, food being the most clear one.
Well, I also think you're getting at how food helps form identity, not just national identity. One of the ways that people establish themselves as alternative is through declaring some alternative diet.
For sure. I mean, and in America, garlic, for example, used to be a signifier of the difference between people who were white and people who weren't. So people who are using garlic in their cuisine are suspiciously non-Anglo-Saxon and maybe even Catholic.
And one thing that's been very well studied, and pretty sure it's the same in Britain, but I'm not sure, that in the United States, people who come from Europe can have these waves of not being considered white, being considered other, but then in the span of a single generation, they become white. And that has never been true of people of African descendants. And so if your color is much different than the sort of European white palette, then you can live in America for generations and generations. You can have an American accent, but you're
hyphenated.
Yeah, you're hyphenated. You're American, but you're not white. In the same way that the descendant of Italians is now just another white person in the United States.
I saw a sign outside a pub that said traditional British food, and the number one thing was chicken curry, and the number two thing was fish and chips. And so it's interesting how the nation is a very flexible idea, that it's willing to accommodate massive contradictions. What Ajun helps us understand is how nationalism isn't just sort of this benign thing that brings us all together cheering for a flag, but in the cheering for a flag, we get to occlude and hide and beguile ourselves about who it is that becomes more powerful through these stories of imagined community that bring us together.
You can find the full Secret Ingredient interview with Dr. Ajun Apadurai at thesecretingredient.org. We won't tell you what to eat, but we can tell you why you're eating it. Happy 4th.